Now, I want to point out that steps 7 and 8 are going to repeat themselves many times, and they will continue to repeat themselves until the muscle contraction is over. And once the muscle contraction is over, it's then time for the zone of overlap to expand again, because I want to point out that as steps 7 and 8 are taking place, as you can imagine, the zone of overlap is going to become more and more increased, because as more and more cross bridges are formed, there's going to be more overlap between the actin and the myosin. Now, when the time comes for the muscle to relax again, the next steps are going to take place, and these are steps 9 through 12. So after the motor neuron stops sending acetylcholine into the synaptic cleft, then step 9 takes over. The acetylcholine esterase is going to break down the acetylcholine that was present from before. And once it breaks down the acetylcholine, those sodium gates that we talked about earlier are going to close, and the muscle cell will stop generating action potentials. So there will be no more action potential on the sarcolemma. That brings us to step 10. If there's no more action potential on the sarcolemma, the action potentials are going to stop traveling down the T-tubules. And that brings us to step 11, which is that once there's no action potential arriving at the sarcoplasmic reticulum, the calcium is pumped back into the sarcoplasmic reticulum, and it's no longer attached to troponin. So troponin kind of snaps back into action, and that's number 12. The troponin will cause the tropomyosin to cover up the actin, and this will prevent actin and myosin from forming cross bridges. When this occurs, the zone of overlap is going to decrease. Now, the important thing to remember is that the zone of overlap is not going to go away completely. It's just that the number of cross bridges that are formed are going to be far fewer, and the zone of overlap is going to become less pronounced as the muscle relaxes.